Hello, and welcome to Chat by the Pitch. I am Ian Babcock, and I'll be your host. I do not have a fancy soccer pedigree. Actually, I have no soccer pedigree, other than what I started in 2019. I have my grassroots coaching done, and I was planning on getting my D license until my son and I were cut from his team. That's the end of my soccer pedigree. I do have my reffing certification done, but that's it. Nothing crazy. I got it done because I wanted to do more with soccer, but at the same time, I realized I don't have time for it because I'd rather watch my kids play the games and do the activities that they love than spend time away from them. So, that being said, let's start off with the soccer journey. My son is a phenomenal little soccer player. I'm biased. I'm his dad. But that being said, he was cut from his team. And this incident, him being cut, sent my family on a new trajectory to find him a new soccer home. And this is where this idea of this podcast came about. After reflecting on the last year, my son was cut. We had nowhere to go, no one to turn to. I knew coaches I could call, and I know that some of them would offer him a spot, and I wasn't really worried about him not being able to play soccer, but finding the right home for development and what fits with our family. Some of the best advice I've been given on trying to find him a home was first chase the coach, then find the club, which I thought was kind of silly, because don't you want to chase the club first, then find him a great coach within the club? But on my side of town, there isn't many coaches within all the clubs. So it's better just to find the best club to develop my son. And that's what we did, or we started to do. He's now on a really good team and a really good place for him after all this stuff that's happened. Now, that being said, that's where this idea of this podcast was born. Why not find a place that you can go and listen to about whatever club you might want to learn about? Yes, there won't be a ton of releases all at once. I won't drop 20 podcasts at once, then wait another 6 months to drop another 20 podcasts. My goal is to release them every week and try to be consistent releasing podcasts. If there's a gap in podcasts, it means I either A, missed a scheduling one, or I'm struggling getting guests to come on. The goal is to have, from the top of the club down to all the way to the families, to be interviewed. And the reasoning for this is because I know that we'll get the sugarcoat answers from the top, but as we slowly progress down, you get to hear from people that are actually, quote, in the trenches or on the pitch, talking and doing what the families are needing. And the goal is to have a club a month being interviewed, or a club every month, and having them 2 to 4 podcasts based on them. Then in between each one of these, I'll have subject matter experts come and talk about what's important to them and how it works. And I hope we can learn along the way, because at the end of the day, like I said, I don't have a soccer background. I can only find what I find online and researching. And I feel like there's not a lot. I can go to maybe 1 or 2 actual soccer club pages to find their game plan. And by game plan, I mean their pathway for our players. So they may start off at the academy level where they're 5, 6 years old, and what their trajectory is for them up the chain, up the pyramid, so to speak. And what is the end goal for each one of our players? My end goal for my son may be different from yours. At the end of the day, my goal for my son is just to let him be happy and enjoy the game, because his dream is to be a professional soccer player. But at the end of the day, who knows what thing will cross his path that might change that dream. I mean, I have heard stories of kids that were great soccer players to give it up for something else they found later on. Or they found another sport to play that they truly love. And that's fine. And we as parents have to accept it. And that's where I'm at in my soccer journey with my players. My daughter is great at multiple sports, but she has to find what fits her. But this whole podcast is to make this journey less stressful. So my goal is to have on nutritionists, to professional athletes talking about their experience, and to move on from there. And I hope you'll join me on this journey and find a place that might help you find your experience for your player. And if you can just join me along the chats and sit by the pitch and chat to other parents about what's going on. But I hope you learn something like I have already in this process. So when you're ready to go learn about Club A, go find those podcasts. If you're ready to go learn about how to record the perfect game, go listen to that podcast. If you want to listen to the story of a professional soccer player, go listen to that one. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. And I hope you enjoy Chat by the Pitch.